Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Lesbian
Paige? What's up?
Closet lesbian Paige.
Oh, my goodness.
Possible. Soon to be. Experimental.
What are you going to say if that girl says, you save some room for dessert? Doing the peace sign with the tongue.
Oh, God.
Oh, this TV goes off one more time, and I'm going to throw it through the window we don't have.
You talking about the one behind you, or?
No, that one don't stay on.
Pedro say, I'll have the pooch cobbler.
Oh, boy.
I'll have the pooch needle. Thank you.
The pooch needle.
God dang it. Hell.
Edith Up. Got to go back and watch that.
Okay. Well, there's a Japanese company that's created something you may love.
Oh.
Refrigerators for human beings.
I thought you were going to say a video game. Or a car. It's usually what they do, right? Video games and cars.
They do that well. Electric cars.
Yeah.
Well.
And I don't want one.
Rigged with surveillance to record our conversations and moves.
God, you know, I saw a few days ago that
scared me.
We gave some award to Russia back in like, I don't know, the 60s or something. Some award. And
let's take it back.
There was a listening device inside. And they found it years later, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like it was up in, like, you know, whoever's office was at the time. What would it have been, Stalin?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up.
That was after him, right?
Let me call Neil Koloff. He might.
Yeah, he would know.
When did Gorbachev start? Maybe it was him.
Man, I don't know Lenin from Stalin to Gorbachev. Like, was there anybody in between? Was it Gorbachev to Putin? Directly?
I think not Yeltsin.
Yeah, Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gorbachev, was that like a skin cancer on his head? What was that?
I don't know. In Naked Gun 2, they moved
Naked.
Yeah. I don't think they're elected, are they?
You know, I don't know. I know a lot of them.
Putin was installed by the KGB, obviously.
Putin has been there a long time.
A lot of people immigrated there. A lot of monarchy split and went over there. Like, look up Peter the Great, man. Wow.
I got it backwards.
Peter?
Well, he had too many wars.
David's Peter. Michael's Peter.
His
whatever
problem,
it was.
Peter's problem was there was too many wars.
He's robbing Paul to pay Mary.
Yeah.
He's grabbing Peter
too
to pay Paul.
Too many wars going on. No focus on the country. Kind of like the way it is now.
Look at the Saudi crown prince. I think he's 41 or 42. Same thing with the president of Syria now, younger guy.
Fayyad.
I can't pronounce his name, but we captured him when he was Al-Qaeda in 2003.
Yeah.
Evidently turned his life around, whatever. So you kind of wonder who's on the upswing as far as Russia goes. Like, who's the next guy they're grooming? Who's going to take over in Venezuela? Is that going to be a younger person?
Well, isn't that going to be his son? Right?
Is it? Like, I don't...
A lot of times when you, like, kill the dad and let the son take over, he's got a big old chip on his shoulder then.
Look at what
W did. You know?
Look at the Husseins. I think Uday was the worst, if I remember right.
Uday and Kusei?
One of the Husseins, I think it was Uday, was, like, you know, killing people for sport.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, his dad's letting him do whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess we would, like, as a world, like to avoid that situation again.
Yeah.
Does Putin have a prick of a kid that we don't know about? I know he's got kids. He's got girlfriends.
I just say, hey, no one should have uranium but us. That's it. We have all the uranium. And, I mean,
we're the most responsible with it, I would think.
We are. Well, we are.
Yeah,
I think.
I think should be an agreement with everyone that it's just stupid. Why would you have something and have an agreement to never use it? Why don't we all,
we all got it, right? Like, everybody.
The whole thing is, like, the technology.
I don't think North Korea really has them. I really don't.
The thing with the military is and AI is it's going so fast because that's the way it's going to be, like artificial intelligence. And every country is trying to outdo each other.
I just don't. You think that the UN has weapons inspectors that's on the up and up that no. they sent to Iraq years ago that says, okay, they don't have anything?
No, that like was.
They're bought off too.
You know right? who. I mean, that was. You know what brought us there? Come on.
Yeah, but if he would have said it straight up, like, you know, I want to go there because he tried to kill my dad twice, then I would be like, okay, well. At least you know you're honest about it.
Yeah, but the original reason we went there, though, was, again, I feel kind of the same about this one now. We fighting someone else's war.
Yeah.
And it's strange to me that we have to keep doing that when another country has some great superior military. Why are we fighting them then? Or why are we fighting for them?
Boy, if you look back, because they say you don't really know about a president's legacy until years down the road. You look at W's, man, it was on the up and up for a lot of it. Especially stuff he was trying to do with stem cells when his party told him not to.
Yeah, but they...
I think we'll look, even if you like Trump or don't like Trump, you'll probably look back on it like, that was like a wild time.
It was a wild time.
Like, it was real volatile, like, understatement both of the ways. Year.
Well, there's some presidents who used to be like, what did Jimmy Carter do? What did he ever do? But then with Trump, it's like, well, I can tell you a bunch.
But if you look at Nixon, there's like nothing positive about Nixon.
Oh, God, no.
At all.
God, no. No.
I mean, Reagan, they talk about, you know, the economics of it. Everybody was on credit and Iran-Contra.
Yeah. And all of them, member of the Bohemian Grove.
Clinton, obviously, like, that's always going to be the first thing. Not even policy or, you know, anything other than, you know.
But, you know, they all have their people that donate to their campaigns that they're obligated to.
You know what also?
That's the problem when you have money. You know, you got to make these people happy when you become president.
You know what's weird, too? And it's so trivial that it sucks. Okay, Clinton, we think about the obvious. Obama, the first thing they'll say is first black president. Like, that's the legacy.
Right. And our own press will refer to him as an African American, and he's a Kenyan American.
Yeah,
I mean, that's semantics, but like literally, like I don't know.
And we'll dive into the heavy hand on terrorism or killing Bin Laden or any of that stuff. It's just
right.
Everything is so short. First black president. Trump will be rich guy who became president.
You know celebrity. There's a good article, and I never read. Like New York Times, because it's too...
I'm not paying the dollar a month.
It's too uppity bougie for me or whatever. But it did have a pretty solid point about, America is, for years, been called the melting pot, which is also a great fondue restaurant here.
It is. We'll see you soon.
But then it's like, okay, melt, like conform, like melt, like...
Nothing's melting together, or like, nothing, fusing together.
But like... Should it? Like, why is it that everybody's like, you got to conform into the way of? It's like, why, strip out all. It's like when you join the military, you got to cut your hair, strip off all your individualities, and you're there one force. But then in civilian life, though, like, if that's the way it is and everybody's the same and thinks the same, that's not a real fun world to live in either.
We're more like the great bento box is what it should be. We're all together but in our separate compartments. But we're all in the same box. We're not a melting pot. I don't walk around, dressed like a Latino person or, Oriental.
Right.
Can you still say that?
No.
We're not melting.
You cannot dress like a rug.
What is the melt? What is the fuse?
The melt is just like, it's like with oils. Sometimes they look like they're mixed together, but then happens after time, they separate a little further because they're not coagulating together. They're going their separate ways.
So is the tolerance and the respect of culture, is that supposed to be the melting?
It's this weird precedent that's put out there where if years ago, maybe I'm wrong, but years ago, if you I never heard the term stolen culture or things like that. It was like, wow, that's cool that you're misappropriated. Yeah, things like that. Like, wow, that's cool that you maybe wanted to do that or whatever. But now if you put on a big mustache and a sombrero, even if it's your birthday at a Mexican restaurant, so what are you trying to do, pal?
Yeah, if I wear an Echo shirt and have a pencil-thin beard, then people look at me all funny.
Well, your fade is real off.
If I cock my hat sideways, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I forgot my belt that day. People are like, oh, what are you trying to do?
Well,
if I got a gold dookie rope on and a Hilfiger polo.
And then your own kind, maybe you would say, would be like, yo, not yo, but like, hey, dang it. But like, hey, man, what are you trying to dress like? You're not with us anymore. But then imagine imagine Carlton. Yeah. Carlton's not wearing the Echo or the Fat Albert shorts. He's wearing polo and chaps. Hey.
And then he catches hell from his own people.
I know. So yeah. you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Do you remember the Tim Scott campaign he ran years ago when he was running for Senate? And I was very surprised he put it in his commercial. He said people used to call him Uncle Tim.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Sadly, they probably still do.
Yeah, but who knows that reference, really? Like, who knows that? I made a reference to I'm not going to say
this. It is dated.
I made a reference to a brand of syrup the other day. And the person that I was with was about half my age.
Nice.
It was my daughter.
Oh, are you talking about syrup or scissor?
Syrup.
Okay.
It was Aunt Jemima.
Like on pancakes.
Like on pancakes. Okay, not scissor.
And she's like, what? And I was like, God, you're not too young to not remember Aunt Jemima.
Is she though, or when did they start changing? Like, when did they take the Land O'Lakes Indian off of the butter?
Native
was
American.
That?
I don't know.
Does she remember a time when there was, you know?
You wonder, like, is that Mandela effect? Like, did people that wear monocles say, guys, quit?
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Putting that on there on the Monopoly man, you know,
Mr. Moneybags.
People are like, we don't put fruit in cornucopias. Take that off the Fruit of the Loom logo. And then Alice Mandela effect.
Yep.
And I'll tell you where one of those Mandela effects started, and this is local as hell. Do you remember, this is no allegations, but do you remember at the Anderson Jockey Lot years ago, there was a place there that sold chicken sandwiches, and it was called Chick-fil-A, but it was spelled different.
Yeah.
I think that could be drawing a lot of people into that, because there's a picture that's used in a TikTok video somebody sent me, and it's that sign from the Anderson Jockey Lot where they spelled it different just to get past trademarks. So I'm wondering where that might be where that
it was the same time that the Vietnamese downtown had the hot dog Kong. Remember exactly what
Hot Dog Kong was the Hot Dog King.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Pizza Hat, same thing. Revolution, the Rise Guys.
RiseGuys.com. It's polka, baby! Hey!
It's for you, Paige.
Thank you.
Slovenian polka. It could be cussing, I don't know.
This is, didn't they play this during the World Cup?
God, it might have. I try not to watch it because I'm America first.
Amen.
Melting pot my ass. My ass. Oh, I can't play that yet. I was going to play
a drum. Schnitzel. That's German.
I should have played the video so you could see. They are dressed like schnitzels.
Dude, the best Polish band, I credit myself there, Polish band was the one in that John Candy was in Home Alone.
Gus.
Gus Polanski?
Walensky, was that him? Polka, polka, polka.
Polka, polka, polka. You remember our hits. Disco polka.
He did that in a day.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, little pay.
He wanted to put it over.
Dang it, man. I forgot what I was going to tell you. You ever get like that? I get like that all the time. I'll look at people and they're like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, we're dead.
Like, if I stare at you, I'm trying to think of what I was going to tell you, but it never works. Now I just look like, you know, I'm looking at you like I want to bang you or something, but that's not it.
Can I tell you an honest observation? You look high as a kite right now.
Did you cook your stone?
Did you eat some edibles?
No, but I'm saying.
Did you drink some?
I'm saying we're.
He boofed edibles, Paige. He took a gummy up the rear end.
That's what he did.
What was in that moon pie?
Dude, do they have THC suppositories?
Is that why it's called a moon pie? Because you have to boof it? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I love moon pies.
I do too.
Were there anything, were we offered anything special in that regard, if you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if a guest that might have been here within the past couple days might have, you know, offered something as far as that goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, did Edith offer us drugs is what I'm asking you.
She gave me a coffee mug. And I don't know. I thought that was just a painted rock, but it could be a crack rock. Nah.
That's cute.
I got to...
Trying to bait Paige. She's not playing ball with you.
She's not. She's still thinking about that lesbo that called an hour ago that tried to, you know.
Well, I don't want to be careful with what I say about that.
Tried to whine her and dine her. I got invited to an event.
Ooh.
Which is a pretty big milestone event, to be honest with you.
Oh.
But I'm on the fence about going.
Why?
Because he has to leave the house.
Well, that's part of it. It ain't close.
Why don't you throw it at your
Let me ask you this. If you were not married and a father,
yeah,
and you were a single guy, would you still go home and chill every day? And if you find life is, if you're happy with that, that's great. But, like, is it you stay home just so you won't get in trouble?
So that's a tricky question, because
not with cheating. I swear to God, I don't mean that. I meant, like, just if
they
you
quit winking at me.
I was elbowing you, but no, like, you stay close to the family. There won't be any, you know.
See, I would like to tell you that it would be the same.
Yeah,
but you know,
you just don't know.
Yeah, I'm not in that situation. Like, we know somebody who became alone and they went out a lot.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, you know, like, okay. This is my thing now, going out, rubbing elbows, partying, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I would.
It doesn't last long, though.
Mm-mm.
Like, at this age, I don't think
I
would.
Money.
I would probably, God, this sounds stupid, sad, and woe is me, but I don't mean it that way. Like, I would probably try to make friends, like, find friends.
Yeah.
And, like, have a group to do stuff with.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, one of those friend groups that goes and travels and stuff.
Or something like that, you know? So like, you can call a dude up and say, hey, man, let's go, you know? Shoot pool or something, or yeah, whatever dudes do together.
Shoot skeet.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet, yeah.
So.
Should remix that with Balin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not for use of the GD word at all.
No, you don't like it. This is what I wanted to play.
Gosh darn it.
The song.
I see your mama's big old motherfucking behind.
So I got
sing it.
I got invited to my high school reunion.
Oh, which one?
Which, aww, look, I'm joking. It really is, like, I feel honored because I didn't graduate, but everybody else did, and they still invite me to the stuff.
Oh, wow. I did not think about that. How did they know that, like, who retained? They just go through the yearbook?
Well,
would somebody be offended if they got invited and they didn't?
Well, it's a Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So class of, you know, if you're here, class of 2001, like, everybody, like, you know, that's where you go for the updates.
Oh, okay. That would have been very hard to do prior to social media and stuff. How would you get everybody's addresses to even let them know there was a reunion?
God, they would have to go through the phone book and call people, right?
Well, that was a web, classmates.com. Remember that?
Yep. They wanted to come on here a good bit back in the day.
So are you going? Oh, you said you're on the fence. Go. I regret not going to mine. I really do.
I know it's a big one, and I would like to see a lot of people, but it's at my buddy's house.
It says house?
And we got to pay for it.
Wow.
What?
You got to buy a ticket. And I'm like, where's the money going?
To dude.
Yeah. Now, look, I love my buddy. He invites me to come to his house a lot. He's the one that, you know, I told you about. His father-in-law might be one of the most notable doctors in the country.
Oh,
he told
he's
me
not
about
the
COVID
one that
before
murdered the guy in Florida.
Not that one.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, what are we going to do? Like, hang out? That's cool. You know, we have a couple drinks, but why are we paying to get together?
Well, I mean, you don't want him and his wife, you know, or husband, whatever the situation is, to have to flip the bill. It's nice that somebody thought to put it together.
I mean, he's a trophy husband. He knows it. He's cool with it.
Oh, is he really?
They can afford it. They can swing it.
Oh, is he? He's a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, but the home rotates a lot. Could be New York City. Could be Amsterdam. Could be Greenville, South Carolina.
Good Lord.
They go travels a lot.
They go a lot of places.
Wow.
So I text him, like, what are you doing?
So why is he charging you then?
Like, what are we paying for? Like, what are you doing?
Like, you don't know the menu or anything?
No. Like, is it going to be an official, like, menu type situation?
God, that's going to, people are going to start doing high school reunions just to make some money.
It's a big one, though. It's 25 years. You don't really feel like it's been 25 years. Maybe, you don't, because yours maybe is you're, longer.
Yeah, entertainment or something. Paying for the band.
That's the thing. We're going to have a band there. Like, it's a nice big house.
What band?
Like, I don't know. Like, band. Don't I would know. Like to know, like, is the money going towards, like, entertainment? Like, what are we doing?
Ask your class treasurer. They should know.
God, did we even have one? I forgot about that.
What was that job, the anyway? Why are you trusting a child in high school to handle the money anyway?
And maybe they're giving away nice gifts.
Sure.
Plus, the guy who's hosting it, my buddy, our other buddy's wife, they don't like each other. So
then go.
Are there going to be fireworks if we?
They're going to outdress each other. There's going to be that whole shoot show.
They're only going to be like, and it's political too. They're on opposite sides. So,
oh God,
are we going to hear that all night?
Can I buy a ticket and go?
Can I go?
I'd love to watch that.
I can get a plus one or two, you know. Like, I feel like me being a name, I should be able to, you know, get a little carte blanche.
Yeah, I'd hang out with your wife if she got bored.
I mean, like, I don't know if I'm going to
bring that'd be plus three then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Like, am I going to keep this as just coworkers? So I feel like I'll go because it's 25. And I do really want to see a lot of people I haven't seen, but
yeah.
Are we just going to see each other for that one night and then
yes,
not see each other for 25 years later?
You know, and
I might not make the next one.
Man, there's you know, it's so weird. Like, when you say to someone, like a friend you haven't seen in a while or whatever, like, man, we really need to get together soon. Like, if I ever say that, like, I really mean it. But there's this one friend of mine that I'm not even kidding. I'll say, I'm not even kidding. Like, seriously.
Yep.
Let's get together soon. Yeah, man, we need to.
I've tried this.
That's all that's talking. And I'm
never
you know what?
Anywhere.
I'm about to say, I don't want to ever hang out with you.
That's where I'm at. I've tried this with a buddy of mine. I've talked to his wife on Facebook just to ask how he's doing. I talked to his sister-in-law more than I talked to him. And we all, you know, grew up together, a few of us. I've given him my number twice. He never called, text, or nothing. But come on, man.
That's when you just got to, like, you know, you tried, you know.
I'm going to ask him straight up, say, what's up?
But doesn't that bother you? My dad had that before.
You don't like fat people?
My dad had a friend who
discriminates.
Still, my dad went to his grave not knowing why that friend stopped talking to him. He had no clue. He'd go over to the guy's house, knock on, the guy wouldn't come to the door. Still does. Still
did he not try, like, ask around to maybe one? They might not have known anyway, like a wife or whatever.
I don't know. But it really bothered him. So, you know, when your heart is pure and somebody's mad at you and you know you didn't do anything and they won't tell you what you did, it's like.
And they took it to the grave. I tell you what I do next time I had a bladder full and I was on that side of town.
Yeah, right in their mailbox.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why are you about to say, why does it smell like Red Bull in here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Because I dropped my Red Bull, and then, you know, like with a beer, you tap on it a few times, and then it goes down. That didn't work there.
You thought you got shot the way you reacted to it, and I wish you had the Patron going, because that would have been a fun video.
That was like,
brother.
That was like a repetitive cuss word. It's like, boop, 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 boop. Like, you ever say, like, four F's in a row? Like, blink, oh, yeah. Blink, blink, blink.
It's not the same F always, usually.
No.
Do you know, like...
Usually to protest.
You made a joke out there about shotgunning the Red Bull. They got a gimmick for that. It's like, it looks like an actual gun. You load the can in it, and then you do it that way.
God.
Do you give it to yourself, or you give it to
someone
else?
You can do either one.
Oh, Paige is thinking, like, reefer shotguns.
Oh, yeah. She's thinking, like, beer bong enemas.
You swallow it and then regurgitate it into their mouth.
Oh, you snowballing beer? She's thinking about butt chugging, too.
Like, she is.
Like Cena
Why
did in that
I
movie.
I of all these things. That's How such do you a, read my mind?
It's like, man, you imagine, like, you did that at a party and from now on, oh, look, that guy's a butt chugger. No.
Yeah, but, like, dude, that was our only beer bong, and it's like, you just got here.
Crap.
World team butt chug.
Like, look, man.
And then, oh, my God.
The alcohol will kill the germs.
And then the next guy's got, like,
ew,
circle around his mouth.
Rich Todd, that is similar to a story somebody told us about a chick who was hooking up with a whole band, and she made out with one of the bandmates, but that was after she had did something else with another bandmate.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And the other one didn't know.
It's terrible.
And then his bandmate told him afterwards, like, do you realize what she did before she was smooching on you, bro?
I mean, that does add a new definition to sloppy.
Oh, you believe it's been a year?
Do women talk like that?
No.
Do they say, I had him first, you got my sloppy seconds? No one says that. A year since what?
Yeah,
what happened?
Do.
Since National Fast Food Day. That was earlier.
It's been a year since Hogan. Can you believe it?
Good gosh. Today?
And then Ozzy, I saw Jack talk about this. It was either a couple days ago or...
On the 22nd. That's it was day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a freaking
eye-opener. A year later.
And how did he... Well, Ozzy obviously went out better, which is sad to even compare him that way. But, you know, he had his last show. And
well,
then,
his doctor said that he shouldn't do the concert. So the concert was on, like, the 17th, and then he died on the 22nd.
But then Hogan was, he'd been in bad health for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Turns out all the stuff Bubba was saying about him was true. That people were saying, like, oh, it's a lie, you know. But, like, I guess he was right.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, if you knew a bunch, I mean, I've had two interactions with Bubba my whole life. And they've both been very, very, very positive. But, like, you know, if you knew a bunch of stuff about Jug or Rob, well, Rob's a sponsor, that'd be a different thing. But like, or any of our mutual friends, well, you're not gonna go say it like that, and just for ratings. I mean, hell, you might, but you would. I know you. Like,
consider the source.
I mean, yes. You wouldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't.
And plus, in the town he lived in, I don't know. That's just odd to me. That could have all been a work, though. You know, like all of that could have been a work.
I did
every last bit of it.
When we found out, like. Even when we saw the video of, you know, the ambulance taking Hogan, you're like, oh, it's just routine, you know?
Oh, no, I didn't think that. Oh, no, yeah, no, I'm not trying to say that he, like.
I just didn't believe it when it happened.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, you just look. He had a lot of surgeries, but still was a guy who worked out and kept himself in shape.
But also, you know, how many, like, steroids. I mean, like, this stuff is, you know. How many times does anyone live, like, a normal life afterwards?
Dude.
Like, it's that moment kind of thing where, okay, I'm going
to... I would like to find out from a buddy of mine who did it. But, like, he did it the right way. If there's not a right way to doing it, I guess. But, like, it worked for him.
Yeah.
He didn't get small nuts or backney.
Right.
He was ripped. And, like, he did it for a little bit.
You verified this? Like, take your shirt off and your pants?
Yeah. Like, he was, like, into it. Because he was, like, he was convinced that, like, taking the stuff... Gave him a little extra help down there, if you know what I'm saying.
God, I thought it was the opposite, right?
Well, I thought it was too, but like according to him, like it was more now.
Isn't it weird that like?
But he was injecting it. He was buying CCs of the stuff.
Oh,
like through the needles.
See, that's why I'm too much of a puss. Like I could never like shoot myself up with needles. I mean, no way.
I would like to ask him.
Do you have a heroin patch I could just put on my arm instead?
Is there a steroid patch?
I wouldn't do that either.
There's a fentanyl patch. Is there a steroid patch?
I'm sure. Oh, I mean,
instead of an injection?
I don't know.
Well, you know, we know about the pills, but
yeah,
he got it at the gym, like Party Man Dan talked about. That's where that stuff goes around.
Yeah.
And the guys, they were shooting up with needles and like, only for a couple cycles.
Even with the GLP-1 stuff, like, I mean, it.
People don't know the dosage. That's why they're saying they're getting so sick.
Or they don't.
Yeah.
It's the thing of. The health industry, especially Lilly, they're not going to ever release anything that's going to, in the end, save them money.
Also, Hisami too.
Yes.
Yep.
They're not going to do that. And so it's either... See, I suspected with AI, this is what I thought. I thought they're going to give everybody everything free. Everybody's going to start funneling their life through it. And then, once you get used to it, whammo... You're going to have to pay out the watch.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's
Apple's getting ready to start leasing phones. They're not going to sell them to you anymore.
It's like buying a car.
So if you miss a lease payment, all your apps and everything gets shut down.
Do you know how much?
Everything.
That's ridiculous. Crazy.
That is dumb.
That's crazy. But they're doing it with cars already.
Yeah.
Your GPS you have to lease. You have to lease your power window. Like, everything is a
a la carte.
Everything's
a work.
Everything's a microtransaction, right?
Yeah.
You know how much this stuff costs overseas, these GLP-1s? A fraction of what we pay here.
That's most.
And the companies know that, like, okay, we'll make up the margin in America. Because those fat asses will pay for it.
There's no incentive to trade up if you're actually going to go in debt for every purchase.
It ain't cheap, even with insurance covering it.
And the same thing goes for, you know, people that are changing their genders or whatever. Like, that those hormone pills are crazy expensive. And you know,
if you do that, you better be sure.
Like,
because there's no going back.
Because once you go off of them, like, they're a major metamorphosis of really bad situations.
Now, if you see some women naked, they look like they've gone about halfway anyway. So
right. Like, did you take a week's worth of this or what?
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.